Hello, and welcome to Jazz at South High. I'm your show host, Joe Soikkonen, and I also play the trumpet in the combo.
I'm Emerson Hunton, I play drums in the combo.
I'm Anders Nelson, and I play guitar.
I'm Sam, and I play bass.
I'm Ella, and I play saxophone.
And we're the South High Jazz Combo.
Just a reminder that this broadcast is brought to you by a generous donation from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This show will be all about our recent fall concert 2010, which happened November 8th, 2010, a day we all remember fondly.
It will live in infamy.
In that concert, two groups performed, South's Jazz Ensemble 1 and Jazz Ensemble 2.
We brought guests from both those groups today.
And we'll be getting them in the studio a little bit later. So we're going to, just to open up with some music, this is John Coltrane's Blue Train, formed by South's Jazz Ensemble 1. Thank you. Welcome back to Jazz at South High on 88.5. That was Blue Train by John Coltrane as performed by South Zone Jazz Ensemble 1.
Really fun song to play. I thought it sounded good.
Yeah, I was a little iffy on the arrangement because it's like a blues, so it's hard to like do certain things to a combo tune to make it like really big band oriented, but it was just like very solo-y through the whole thing, and I think it worked out.
I had an awesome sax solo section. Like, we worked so hard on that. And then I think Carter, like, psyched us out a little bit because we, like, practiced it extra fast. And then at the concert, he's like, oh, by the way, we're not going to take it that fast. So that was nice. But, yeah, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, it was good.
A good solo showcase for a lot of members of the band.
That's definitely true. The saxes, I think every sax player got one in that.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Next is a song performed by South's Jazz Ensemble No. 2, and this is Proof Positive here on Jazz 88.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Jazz at South High. That was Proof Positive as performed by South's Jazz Ensemble 2. In studio with us now, we have Jazz 2 superstar, Mr. Ed Guertin, trombone player extraordinaire.
Ooh, yeah.
So, Ed, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a senior at South High, and I play in the Jazz Ensemble 2, and I'm also in the wind ensemble.
So, Ed, I don't think there even was a Jazz 2 our freshman year, but that has really sort of flourished, I guess, since we moved to South. Tell us a little bit about Jazz 2.
Jazz 2, it's the second band of the jazz ensembles. It is basically your first transition before you go into Jazz 1, just to give you a little bit of extra boost.
Ed, I really liked your solo. I thought it was wonderful. I remember me and Ella and Emerson and, like, Mr. Carter, our fabulous director, who's fabulous, were backstage, like, preparing to go on after you guys, and we were, like, dancing. It was, like, real funky.
Really, really sweet solo. You're a senior, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing after high school?
I'm going to go to Normandale, and I'm going to get a associate's in marketing management.
Any musical pursuits?
A little bit on the side. That's kind of the thing with my dad, trying to get me going on that. I believe he's actually going to be going to McAllister, so I've heard, to get some studio time in there.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, music's cool. Kind of the thing you can never dodge.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ed, it was so great that you could come in here.
Yeah.
And look forward to hearing some more great Jazz 2 trombone solos later in the year.
Yeah.
So the next song is Moose the Mooch, which is a great Charlie Parker bebop song performed by Jazz Ensemble 1 here on Jazz 88. Hope you enjoyed that. That was Moose the Mooch by Charlie Parker, played by Jazz Ensemble 1 at South High.
And that was a transcription from a film about Charlie Parker's life called Bird.
And at Jazz Ensemble One, we are intimately familiar with those charts.
Having played one many times last year.
I think it was 7 performances of Now's the Time last
something like
year.
That. It was a fun chart, though.
It was a great chart. It's one of my favorite Charlie Parker songs. Unfortunately, it was the last song of the concert, so as first trumpet player, my lips were totally dead, and I was fracking notes left and right. But it's bebop, so it was supposed to sound that way.
Exactly.
That's what you can tell them when they say it sounded bad. I meant it to sound like that.
Yeah. So next up is a Count Basie tune called Pickles.
No, it's not Count Basie.
But Count Basie did it, didn't they?
No, this is written in the style of Count Basie.
There you go.
I'm so ignorant.
Come on, man.
Okay. Well, here's a song in the style of Count Basie by some person who we don't know. Called Pickles. Thank you. That was Pickles, and As I Learned was written by Steve Wright, who is a jazz professor at Gustavus. So we're going to go and cut to a quick break here, but when we come back, we have some more interviews with people who are featured on that song. So hope you stick around on Jazz 88.